This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom. Protesters gathered in Myanmar's biggest city Monday, despite the ruling junta's thinly veiled threat to use lethal force if people answered a call for general strike opposing the military takeover 3 weeks ago. Despite roadblocks around the U.S. Embassy in Yangon, more than 1,000 protesters gathered there while 20 military trucks with riot police had arrived nearby. The crowds were gathering after supporters of the Civil Disobedience Movement, a loosely organized group leading the resistance, called for people to unite on Monday's date for a spring revolution. The junta warned against a general strike in a public announcement carried last Sunday on state television broadcaster MRTV. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. Boeing has recommended aircraft with the engines be grounded pending a decision on inspections. The announcement came a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although it did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions. Coronavirus vaccines are emerging as the newest currency of choice in the Middle East. The reopening of Israel's economy, a prisoner swap with Syria, and the arrival of vaccines in Gaza all illustrate how those with access to vaccines have political power in the turbulent region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been at the forefront of this trend, is using his vaccination campaign to win over voters in